Welcome to the Work Ready Now audio program. This program will help you to be ready for the world of work.
Hello students! In the last episode, we learned about health hazards in the workplace. In this episode, we will focus on good habits that can keep us healthy. Let us listen to the story and find out what is happening.
All those who came for malaria treatment should sit on this bench. I hope you all have your health insurance cards, mutual, or your ID cards, because nobody will get a treatment without a card. Thank you for sitting down. Another nurse will be with you in a few minutes. Good morning, Silas and Furaha.
Good morning, nurse.
How are you feeling now, Silas?
I'm doing much better.
And now that Silas is about to go home, nurse, he's so happy he can hardly breathe.
Don't mind her, nurse. Furaha just knows how to spice her words with pepper and salt. Just say a word and she's ready to add some kind of flavor. Actually, I'm feeling happy this morning because I think I will be back on my feet soon.
Of course you will. Now, I would like to talk to you about staying healthy when you leave from here. It is important to stay healthy every day of your life, and you should be careful.
Of course, nurse.
Can I sit here?
Yes. But how can I choose to be healthy, nurse? Getting sick is something that can happen to anybody, and people can't expect it.
You have a point there, because people really get sick at some time or other. However, people can stay healthy if they want, and they have the power to stay healthy.
What can we do to stay healthy then?
There are many things you can do, Furaha. You can begin by eating well and getting enough rest.
That's not easy to do in Rwanda. Some people hardly earn 1,000 francs a day to buy food.
Of course, that is not what I'm talking about. You could eat well by eating vegetables and fruits that you are able to buy, like potato, greens, banana, avocado, cucumber.
I see.
And don't eat too much sugar and fat. And remember to have enough rest. Do you drink?
Sometimes. Just a few days ago, I got so drunk at a nightclub. I thought my bed was spinning.
But how do you feel the next day after you have been drinking, Silas?
To tell you the truth, I don't feel well at all. I can feel as if I have fallen out of bed and knocked my head on the floor.
That is your body telling you that liquor is not good for you. To be healthy, make sure you do not drink or smoke.
So we should eat well, get enough rest, and make sure we don't drink and smoke.
Of course.
Is there anything else?
Get some exercise every day. Be sure to come to the clinic when you are sick or injured. These things will keep you healthy and in good shape.
So I should eat well, get lots of rest, make sure I do not drink and smoke, exercise every day, and come to the clinic if I feel sick or I hurt myself.
You learn quickly. Now take care of yourself and stay healthy with good habits.
Thank you, nurse.
Thank you too. I'm going to see another patient. Goodbye.
Bye, nurse.
Students, let me ask you this question. Which healthy habits did the nurse speak about? Very good, students. The nurse spoke about eating well, getting lots of rest, staying free of drugs and alcohol, getting exercise every day, and coming to the clinic if you feel sick or if you hurt yourself. Students, let me ask you another question. Why is it very important for Silas to follow the healthy habits the nurse spoke about? Thank you, students. It is important because Cyrus is recovering or getting well from an injury, and the healthy habits will help him. Thank you, students.
My God, Tewuka, you look very bad this morning. Look at your face, swollen and puffy, like somebody just beat you up.
One of my friends had a big party last night, and we all got soaked with beer and stout, like a sponge soaked with water. Only God knows how my leg brought me home.
But that is bad, Tewuka.
You, girl, sometimes the money has to do those things. It makes a man feel like a real man.
There is no harm in feeling like a real man, but you have to be careful with your health. And that means not drinking and eating well and sleeping enough. Look at you.
Yes, I drank so much last night. I could hardly get up this morning to go to work. My whole body felt like 100 bricks at the blocks factory.
Really, Tewuka?
Yes. And when I finally made it to work, by the grace of Almighty God, my boss fired me.
You deserve it. Tewuka, you should learn to change your ways, because you will never get a steady job when you keep drinking.
Be quiet, Fulaha.
But Tewuka...
I say be quiet. A woman should never tell man what to do. And next time, please mind your business. Goodbye.
That Tewuka is something. He will never change. Of course, women have the right to express their opinion and ideas to both men and women.
Students, let me ask you this question. How do you know that Tewuka is not living a healthy life? Very good, students. We know this because Tewuka is drinking too much alcohol and he is not getting enough rest. Let me ask you another question. What is the result of Tewuka's unhealthy habits? Thank you, students. Tewuka has lost his job because he stayed out late and drank too much, which is why he could not make it to work on time. Students, healthy habits can keep you healthy and on the job. A healthy worker does not miss work and is able to do his or her job well. Unhealthy habits can lead to failure at work. Thank you, students.
Who is that?
It is Mr. Utera.
Come in, Mr. Utera.
I just saw Tewuka come out of the house, but he did not even look at me or care to speak. It looks like he's angry about something.
I have been telling him to change his ways and stop drinking. That is why he's angry.
If I were you, I would not even say a word to him. The likelihood of Tewuka changing his life is the same as the likelihood of getting a snowstorm in Rwanda.
You put it right, Mr. Utera. I will not say a word to him again.
I heard Silas has been hurt and went straight to the hospital. Has he come home since?
Yes. He and I just came home from the hospital. He's in his room.
Let me see him.
All right, Mr. Utera.
Knock, knock.
Who is that?
It's me.
Come in, Mr. Utera.
Hello, Silas.
Hello, Mr. Utera.
How are you feeling now?
I'm doing fine, Mr. Utera. And guess what? I've learned a lot of things about how to be a good worker.
Oh, what are those things?
I've learned about the need to communicate with my coworkers, to work in a team, to manage my time wisely.
That is very good, Silas. I'm happy for you.
I've learned to stay safe and healthy on the job too. I'm changed man now, Mr. Butera.
Listen, Silas. I'm impressed by what you're saying. Truthfully, you were very important on the farm. I want you to come back and work for me on the farm.
Mr. Butera, come back to the farm? I can have my old work back.
Better than that, my boy. You have learned a lot about work. Now I want you to be my new supervisor.
What? Thank you, Mr. Butera. Oh, thank you very much.
You deserve it, Silas.
Remember, students, to be a healthy worker, make sure you don't drink. Also prevent malaria, get enough rest, eat foods that have lots of nutrition, and practice safe sex as best you can. Students, remember there are different healthy habits, like not drinking or smoking, eating foods like fruits and vegetables, always keeping our clothes clean, always sleeping under treated mosquito nets, taking safe transport, exercising every day, not eating fats, and visiting the health center when you get sick. Students, practicing these healthy habits can help keep us strong always. Let us bring our learning to real life. Discuss with a colleague or a family member the healthy habits you have that lead to a healthy life. Share with them what you have learned and brainstorm a list of things they can do to be healthier. As we saw in today's session, Tebuka was not living a healthy life. He was not eating or sleeping well and was drinking too much alcohol. Silas, however, learned a lot about how to be healthy and how to be a good worker. Mr. Butera was impressed by him and has asked Silas to return to the farm to be the new supervisor. Will Silas be able to deal with the stress from the new appointment? Don't miss the next episode. Thank you, students. Goodbye.
This program was funded by the MasterCard Foundation under the Bright Project, Building Resilience in Tibet Through E-Learning. It is implemented by the Education Development Center, EDC, in close collaboration with Akazi Kanoze Access, aka Rwanda Polytechnic and Rwanda Tibet Board. The content of the program was adapted from the Hugukadukore Akazi Kanoze HDAC project, funded by the United States Agency for International Development, USAID.